Episode 4, 1st of February 2020. Good day to you all and welcome to the Morning Walk. This is episode 4 recorded on the 1st of February 2020. I am recording 7,576 kilometers south-southeast of Wuhan City, China. It is currently 8:25 a.m., the morning is slightly humid at 57% and the temperature is currently 27 degrees. The price of gold is up from yesterday at $1,591.10 an ounce, while silver is also up at $18.12 an ounce. The American markets closed the week out on a sour note. The Dow Jones took a 2% hit while the S&P took a 1.7% dive. Apparently, the impact of coronavirus is a concern after all. The whole experience leads one to think that perhaps the mega investors are simply pumping and dumping the markets in an attempt to extrude value from the system. Apple took a massive 4.43% dive, and was majorly responsible for the massive fall in the Dow Jones. The reason for this chaos? Coronavirus, of course. That's what the mainstream media would have you believe. Yet the virus didn't seem to have an impact on the markets yesterday when they bounced back shortly before close. Two words sum this fuckery up. Pump and dump. There is far more going on in the world's markets other than the coronavirus, though it does make a good excuse for when things do go to shit. It also puts a change agent into play which helps mega investors to predict other, smaller, investors' behavior. It is evident that this change agent is being used to manipulate investors' behavior and to blur what is really happening behind the scenes. As at the time of writing, the coronavirus infection rate was sitting at over 10,000 cases. The death rate was at 258. Using the mainstream media's coronavirus mortality algorithm, this would indicate a 2.58% death rate. Using the more realistic algorithm based on last week's infection rate of 846, the mortality value is 30.49%. This is an increase on yesterday's mortality rate, showing that the rate of death was increasing. This is of course negative news, indicating that as the virus spreads, less people are being correctly treated, either due to the disease not being identified soon enough or due to limiting resources. Either way, the virus appears to be picking up steam. Tomorrow's results will help to determine if this is indeed the case. In other news, yesterday I was unfortunate enough to stumble across a video discussion regarding the Australian bushfires. The link to the video can be found in the show notes. In the discussion, two Womble Jacks, Graham Richardson and radio host Alan Jones, were discussing an article collated by Jeremy Griffiths. In the article, he promotes the idea that if eucalyptus trees were humans, that they should be locked away in an asylum for the criminally insane. The article carried on to say that the trees were deliberately propagating the fires in order to survive. Alan Jones and Graham Richardson both enthusiastically promoted these ideas as it fit neatly into their own agendas. What they refuse to admit, however, is that neither of them understand evolutionary biology in the slightest. For if they did, they would have kept their pie holes shut and not supported such ridiculous statements in the first place. Trees aren't deliberately starting fires. Yes, they may have evolved around fires, and yes, through natural selection they have become the dominant tree on the Australian continent, but this doesn't justify anyone suggesting we should be eliminating them, as was suggested by this pair of wing nuts. At one point they were discussing removing the eucalyptus trees altogether and replacing them with a more suitable tree. Who do these people think they are? Perhaps they are deliberately trolling, hoping for a response similar to what I have given them here. Honestly, I would prefer to believe this over the alternative, which is that they actually believe the nonsense they have interpreted from Jeremy Griffiths' article. It is obvious, as Jeremy has mentioned, that eucalyptus trees are highly flammable. Oil was once extracted from the leaves purely for use in oil lamps. This is no secret, yet try and tell someone who lives in a pine forest that their tree types are any less flammable. Trees burn, fire hot. Patting Jeremy Griffiths on the back for a hate rant about trees is not something anyone should be supporting. One quote about eucalyptus trees he wrote was, "They can afford to encourage fire because it will eliminate competition from other species." This statement alone seems to suggest that the Eucalyptus trees are sentient beings. I certainly hope not. Has the author not watched Guardians of the Galaxy? I shiver to think the day might come when eucalyptus trees might start a war against humans. Or better yet, I fear for the future when people pull over to the side of the road to bash up a gum tree. Jeremy has a decent perspective of how natural selection works, with the exception of the quote I've already mentioned. Yes, the eucalyptus trees have evolved to survive in fire. That's why they are the dominant species. They were fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. However, he almost breaks an arm jerking himself off over the Aboriginal people's skills at burning off the country for thousands of years. He credits them for keeping the country maintained, yet wouldn't it be fair to say that if fire is responsible for the eucalyptus tree's success, then Aboriginals would be wholly responsible for its successful propagation? He has already admitted that it takes fire to make eucalyptus forests. He even provides cases in Australia where this has been proven to be the case. Isn't this exactly what the Aboriginals were unsuspectingly doing? Perhaps they are wholly responsible for the fires they were so successful at trying to stop? Perhaps they are unknowingly responsible for the fires we have today? Why Alan Jones enjoys working against the grain of common sense is beyond me. He is already well known. He doesn't need a boost in his notoriety levels to self-promote himself. People already know who he is. He already has a reputation for being a pain in the arse. But as always, the old adage counts: any publicity is good publicity. With wingdings such as Alan Jones lumbering around the countryside like Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, it is good to stay mobile. That is why we do the morning walk.